My price is right here.
Oh, we'll get you the details. Just asking for one more moment. All right, perfect.
Hi there, Tiburcio. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Alicia wanted me to get on the line to get you the details and answer any questions you might have. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate for your young company. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Doing okay, sir.
Good, good. So I know that she does a fairly good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. I'm sure you're familiar with Google and first page placement. Did you have any questions for me at this point? I mean, other than price?
No, sir. I just wanted to know what you guys sell. I can see I'm on your guys' page right now, looking to your services, and just wanted to see. Because you were, I know she's selling all of this, so I wanted to see your guys' prices.
Yeah, so we are a digital marketing firm. We offer comprehensive services. So it would really be determined on your needs. You do travel 60 miles. Is it just you or you and a crew? How much more work are you looking to take on at this point?
That's right. That's a good question. We are three.
Okay.
Three persons.
Got it. So, and with a 60-mile radius, this would include both the local search engine optimization, meaning you're verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business, but also you've got the content that those search engines index when someone does a keyword search. So you'll have almost 70 different destinations and directories. All of them are equally important to Google. So a Yelp listing, a fully optimized Facebook page, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, almost 70 directories all talking about your company and your services and then linking back to your website. Now, your website is tcwaterandmoldremediation.net, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we can promote that existing website. And that's what any website needs. It needs to be kind of cross-referenced and backlinked to the quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directory submissions. That's what Google looks for, and that's what's going to put you in that local map or that pack result that pops up near the top of the page. Now, because you are traveling, you know, up to 60 miles, this would also include Facebook paid ads that will get you found very quickly throughout that much larger service area. Now, it is still a flat rate. It's month to month. There's no long-term contract. Our job, though, is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, because you are 3 years in as a young company, you still qualify for reduced pricing, and that is going to save you a little bit over 50% every month, save you exactly $300, and it brings your rate down from what would normally be $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. And that $299 would, in fact, be the exact amount. So, you know, there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls will come directly to you, so you're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. There's no third party involved, and people who need your services will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. They'll be able to see your company and see your website when they do a simple keyword search really for any of the services that you provide. So they won't need to already know the name of your company, but they're typing in water damage restoration, or they're typing in mold remediation, or really any of the services that you can want to be found for. They can find you for those services and see your website. Now, this is a position that we're actively filling. Is it something that you would want for your business at this point?
Yeah, that's something like that, but there is some other companies offering the same with less than that,
Yeah, and I'm sure that even in your industry, you're probably not necessarily the cheapest guy in town, but you would probably say that your services are well worth the cost that you would charge, right? What is most important to you? I mean, do you want to get work? Do you want to get phone calls? Or are you looking for something affordable? If you're looking for something that's affordable, we would do it without Facebook ads. But I would be honest with you. Other companies may not. A local campaign will only get you 25 miles. If that, you know, you're not going to get 40, 50, 60 miles. So if you really need to or want to be found 50 or 60 miles away, a local campaign would not get you that placement. And anybody that's telling you it's going to be less than that, they're not including paid ads, okay? It starts to sound fairly similar, first page placement on Google, all that. You know, if you're looking for affordable, I could do a local campaign without ads. You'd be looking at $149 a month. As a flat rate. But again, you're only going to get 20 miles. So, I mean, you know the needs of your business better than I do, how far you want to go for the work, how much work you can take on, what your budget allows or what you want to spend. Would something like a local campaign, 20-mile radius, I mean, you've got a website already. We just need to promote that website on the directories to get you found locally. You know, pick up a couple extra jobs here and there, and boy, at $149, I tell you, one job is going to offset the cost of that service for months at a time. Would that be a better fit for your company at this point versus, you know, being found 60 miles away?
You're saying without ads, just on the radio, well, it would be 25 miles?
Anybody who tells you otherwise is lying to you because it doesn't work that way. You know, the local map or the local pack result is going to display businesses that are fairly close to the person doing that search. So if that person who might be looking for mold remediation or water damage restoration or whatever they might type in, if they're 40 miles away or 50 miles away, in the local listing, that local map, that pack result that pops up, they will see companies on that local pack that are closer to them than you are. In fact, that would be why I'd want to include either paid Google ads or Facebook ads. It's really going to be the only way to get you found beyond a 25-mile radius. And anybody who's not telling you that, they're either not well enough informed or they're literally trying to deceive you.
I understand. How long it would take me to...
That's a great question. Some companies will lock you in with 3-month, 6-month, 12-month contract, tell you, you know, give us more time and it's going to get better for you. Now, Facebook, if we're doing Facebook ads or if we're doing Google ads, that's very fast. It's about a week to 10 days to get you on that first page in the paid ad section or on Facebook ads. You know, it happens quickly. The local map, that's, you know, maybe 30 to 45 days without the help of Google ads or Facebook ads. But, you know, we don't offer our services with long-term contracts. We know that our clients do stay with it, though, because it's profitable to be on that first page. Have you had in-depth conversations with any other SEO companies before? You kind of mentioned, you know, other people have been talking to you and their price was less. I don't know if you're looking solely for price or if you're looking for something that's going to get your work. If we do a local campaign, you know, $149 a month, flat rate, no taxes, no fees, no lead fees, it looks like you've got Home Advisor or Angie leads. That's a lead-based service, and for your services, that's probably about 3 or 4 leads. You're probably spending $40 a lead or even more if it's a bigger job. You might even spend over $100 per lead. Are you using that service, Angie Leads? Are you using that service currently?
I'm still using it, yes, sir.
How do you like that service overall?
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good service. It gets you a lot of phone calls, and then as long as you're turning at least a fair percentage of those phone calls into work, it would be something that you would want to keep. Now, there's no conflict. You don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on the first page of Google and Bing, although a lot of my clients, you know, the ones that have a lead service, whether it's the one that you have or Thumbtack, Networks, or really any of the others, Craftjack, you know, any lead-based service where you're paying for the same lead that your competitors are paying for and chasing down, a lot of my clients find it easier and preferable just to pick up the phone when a potential customer is calling them. So, like I said, you don't have to shut off Angie Leads as long as it's getting you work. I would recommend even keeping it. But when you get your phone ringing, you might find that you are able to keep your leads paused more often. Some of my clients will cap their leads at a lower amount. Others will actually shut their lead-based service off altogether and just let their phone ring. We've been around since 2004, so 17 years. That's a long time for any business, and certainly for a young industry, you know, trying to get businesses on that first page of the internet at search engine optimization. 17 years is a long time. So, you know, we've been around long enough for Google to recognize our track record of putting and keeping businesses on that first page. We were actually one of the very first companies to partner up with Google when Google wanted to make sure that small and medium-sized businesses have professional management of these types of services. The partnership program started a little bit over 5.5 years ago, and Local Splash was one of the very first companies to join that partnership. So it sounds like maybe that local campaign, you know, the $149, keep it budget friendly. I know you're not starving for work, at least that way, you know, kind of a small investment for you, but still giving us the opportunity to prove it to you, you know, get your phone ringing. You are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. You've got a good-looking website, but I had to type in the domain specifically, or I have to type in your business name and your city to find your website. I think what you would want, and I think the whole reason that you have a website, is for people who don't already know the name of your company to see that website and call you directly. So that's the service that we would provide, all of the directory submissions, known to the public or unknown. That content is what Google looks for and what Bing looks for. That's what's going to have you popping up on that first page. Put your website where people can see it. It's a good-looking website. I look at websites all day. Yours is among, you know, the better websites. A lot of information about your services, and, of course, people can contact you directly. We just have to put that website where people would see it. And most consumers don't go past that first page, okay? So, I mean, it sounds like that local campaign, even if it's only about 25 miles, it's budget-friendly enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going and earn your business, right?
Yes, sir. Hey, another question.
Of course.
What are the differences versus using my page, my website, and creating a website from you?
Well, we would not need to create a new website. You know, I wouldn't recommend that we do that. You already have a website that we would promote. What we would do is the off-page optimization, the link building, the directory submissions that would backlink and reference and index your website. So the website by itself, yeah, I mean, if it was... If it was 5 years ago, your website might have been enough to get you on the first page of a search. But, I mean, it's 2022, and most smart businesses have a website. So in your service area, you know, there are hundreds of businesses that have a website already. Not everyone would be on that first page. And, of course, Google would look for the additional content. That's why we would create a Yelp listing. The Yelp listing talks about your business. It talks about your services. It talks about your service area. And it has your website linked on it and backlinked to your website. We would do that with almost 70 different directories, a fully optimized Facebook page, Superpages, Manta, and stuff that no one's ever heard of, what most so-called SEO companies have never heard of. So these other companies that you may have been speaking with, you know, they might be, I don't know, $99 a month, $190 a month, whatever their charge is, you know, they're most likely not going to create things like Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, RatedAll, About Us, HotFrog, Kudzu. That's stuff that no one's ever heard of. And to be honest with you, Mr. Cortez, we do not create that content so your customers can see it. We create that content because that's what Google and Bing see, what the search engine algorithm indexes as soon as someone does a keyword search. Almost instantaneously, that information gets indexed. The businesses that are in that area that provide that service and that it can be verified on multiple destinations and directories, the more content that you have, that talks about your services in your service area, that's what Google sees, and that's what's going to put you ahead of your competitors. So we're not going to mess with your website. The website's fine. Like I said, I like it. But it's hard to find, and without the off-page optimization, without the directories that we would create and link back to it, people have to know the name of your company or type in your website domain to see that website. I mean, you're kind of based out of 27522, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And your business name is TC Water Restoration. So it's fair to say that water restoration is two-thirds of your business name, which gives you kind of relevance when someone searches for water restoration. But if someone types in water restoration 27522, so I'm basically giving the search engine as much information to pull up your business as I can. I'm typing in two-thirds of your business name and your zip code. And yet when I do that search, I see Builder Services of North Carolina, Carolina Restoration and Water, Restoration 1 of Durham Greensboro. Even with your zip code typed in there, those are the companies that I see. After that is Capital City Water Restorations, Advanta Clean of Durham and North Raleigh, Capital City Water Restorations again popping up, All Seasons Water Damage, Wake Forest. So even when I'm putting in your zip code, these other businesses have more content online and they're popping up for that search. So, you know, someone would have to actually type in TC Water Restoration with your zip code at this point to find your website. So you've got a good website, but unless people know the name of your company, they're not going to find it. So to get you phone calls from people who have not already used your service, and as a young company, word of mouth is kind of hard to come by. You know, you just haven't been around long enough for people to use you before and use you again and recommend you to their friends and family. That comes with time. But Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where people go when they don't know who to call, and nobody bothers to call their dad or their friends to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the Yellow Pages anymore. We just Google it. So even though you're a fairly young company and kind of a smaller business, you know, just a few guys, you can still compete with the well-established bigger companies as long as you're on that first page, as long as you have the right optimization. I mean, you've got good reviews, right? But unless someone is using Angie List, they're probably not going to see those reviews. They're not going to see your website.
Talking about reviews, is that something that you guys do?
We can help you get reviews. Yeah, sure. I mean, we'll help you get Google reviews. You'll have what's called the knowledge panel. That's what Google calls it. It's basically a virtual or digital brochure for your business. So even before someone clicks on your listing, they'll be able to see the link to your website. They'll be able to see, you know, a couple of things about the services you provide. They can see photos and things like that. And we'll be able to help you get reviews right on that Google listing. We'll send you what amounts to a thank you letter that you can send out to your satisfied friends or clients, and you can use it as is or just for reference and inspiration. But the important thing is that it will have the review tab that goes directly to your Google listing. So it's as easy as someone opening up an email. They can take a second or two to choose how many stars they want to give you, maybe a couple of minutes to choose if, you know, if they want to write a few things about your business before they give you that star rating, and then that review populates right away on your Google listing. So we'll make it easy for you to get those reviews and, of course, you know, put you on that first page where people would see those reviews and start giving you those phone calls.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, it's as affordable as it can be. And to be honest with you, if I'm waiving your setup fee, and I'm happy to do that. I mean, you do have a website already. We don't have to build the website. We do still have to create almost 70 directories. Otherwise, that website won't be seen. But I'd be happy to waive that setup fee, partly because you've got a website, partly because you are, you know, still just 3 years in business. You qualify for reduced pricing, but also because you're using Angie Leads. And I'm not expecting you to stop using Angie's. You know, it's getting you phone calls, or it's getting you leads, and you're able to get work out of that. So you're not, you know, required to stop using that. but I want to make it affordable enough for you to give our services a try too, so that you can get additional work coming in. And because there's a promo code in our system, if I can find it, that promo code is, there it is. So I'm going to add this promo code here, and it's, well, it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee for someone who is paying advertising elsewhere. And because you do have that active profile, although it is Angie Leads, it's still on the Home Advisor platform, Home Advisor powered by Angie, homeadvisor.com/rated, then the name of your business, a bunch of numbers in HTML. That's your profile page on the Home Advisor website, powered by Angie. So you do have that up and running. Like you said, you're still using that service. So I will apply that promo code here. And what that's going to do, in this case, I want to just waive your setup fee. You know, I want to make it affordable. There's usually a $99 setup fee that would attach to the first month, but I'll waive that setup fee entirely just for the opportunity to earn your business and really show you how much work you can get. It is also Friday, and I'm trying to, you know, close out this particular category. We can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. That's dictated to us with our Google partnership. We cannot put our clients in competition with each other. Of course, that makes sense for you. It means more phone calls, more jobs, more opportunities, but it makes sense for us too. That $149 with no setup fee, that's actually below our cost. It's going to spend more for us in time and resources and in some cases the direct cost to create the content to get you on that first page than that $149 that you're investing in our service. So we're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. We simply know that our clients do stay with it long term. I've been with the company myself for almost 9 years. April 17th will be my 9-year anniversary. And I have clients that have been with me from the beginning. As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have. 12 years, 14 years, 16 years. You know, we've been around since 2004 for over 17 years. So, and I'm not trying to tell you that you'll ever have multiple locations or, you know, add more guys or separate crews. But, you know, just having your phone ring, have it be a potential customer on the other end, have it be someone who saw that great-looking website before they called you. You know, they'll say, you know, it looks like you do water damage, or it looks like you do mold remediation. You know, you even fix plumbing leakages, it seems. So, I mean, people will call you after seeing your website. They'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for. And they really are calling you with the intent to hire you. So it's a high conversion rate, just like you're seeing with Angie Leads, only here you get the calls directly to you. Okay? Now, it's TC Water Restoration. That's how you would want the company to be branded online, right? And, of course, the name of the website is tcwaterandmoldremediation.net. And then is the phone number that we're speaking on, is it not only the good number? I see it same on your website, so it's obviously a good number for your customers to call. Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah, that'll be the best number.
And it is a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number.
Yes, yes sir.
And then I saw on the website too, the tcwrt.mrt@gmail.com. That's a good email address then for us to use as well to contact you regarding your account.
No, that's not an email.
On the website, on the contact page of the website, it says tcwrt.mrt@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, that's my business email.
Business email. So this would be really for us to contact you regarding your account. We do use phone, text, email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate for the information we're trying to get to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we would email it out to you. Do you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Email or text.
Email or text, okay. And was there a better email for us to use to contact you? Or is that one okay?
That one be okay.
That one be okay? Okay, perfect. The other thing that I wanted to ask you, and your last name is Cortez, right? C-O-R-T-E-Z?
Yes, sir.
And how do you spell your first name? Is it TIBURCIO?
Yes, sir.
It is.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But I wanted to ask you about the physical address that I saw on the Angie Leeds profile, because I'm almost sure that you are solely service-based, that you always do go out to the customer and no one ever does come to you first, right? So there's probably not even an address that we would even be promoting for your business online, but I do see the 323 Apple Street, 27522. Is that a home address?
It is.
It is. Okay. And that's actually why I'm asking, because Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, even if it were a shop or an outside office. Since you don't see customers coming to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address, and they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. So you'll just be listed as it is on the website, just the city and the state, not even a zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. Okay. Now, did you have any other questions for me at this point? Like I said, it's the flat rate of $149. There's no setup fee. That $149 is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees.
And what? Tell me what would include in there about the services.
So again, so we'll make sure that you're verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business in the local area. We will make those listings with you as the owner and with us just having managerial access. We do need that managerial access so we can create the additional content, put up blog posts where possible, add photos, and of course all of the different destinations and directories that we will create for you. Almost 70 different directories, all of them are equally important to Google and Bing. We create that content, we keep it updated and optimized for you, and of course you are going to get the very detailed tracking and supporting system, 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard, so you can see exactly how effective our service is. We'll also do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And we will, of course, make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we will do it periodically as well to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So anywhere your business is located or listed online, we'll make sure that it has the same information consistently, branding your business name the same way, that your website is the same, that your phone number is the same. So, you know, we'll clean up any internet garbage that might be out there that might have old or inaccurate information for you. That's also why we will sometimes charge a setup fee, because that's one of the very first things that we have to do to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not.
Okay, and a quick question. How would you work my webpage?
So, like I said, your website, that's your website.
My website.
Yeah.
So my website.
Your website meets the two criteria that Google needs to see in a website for it to rank well if it has the right off-page optimization. A website really needs to only do two things. It needs to be mobile optimized, meaning that it stacks on itself. It kind of reformats for a smaller screen like a tablet or more likely a smartphone, and your website does that. So even if I were to pull up your website on a smartphone, there's no sideways sliding or scrolling or pinching or expanding. There's just the continuous downward scroll. So that's important in a website. In fact, Google penalized businesses that weren't mobile optimized about 4 years ago when more people were searching on a smartphone than searching on a computer. The other thing that your website needs to do, and it does that also, it needs to be a secure website. Your website is actually HTTPS, not just HTTP. The S actually means secure, and that is important because you have a contact form. People can put in their personal information, their name, their phone number, their email address. So when people do that on your website, that information is secure and encrypted, and that also is important to Google. So your website is already Google compliant. It meets the criteria that Google needs for a website to rank well if it has the right optimization, the right off-page optimization. More than that, your website is user-friendly. I mean, if I were a consumer, I mean, it's an attractive website. There's a lot of information about your company and the services that you provide. So, like I said, we're not going to make any changes to the website other than to promote it, to cross-reference it and backlink it so the quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directory submissions that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. So all of those 60 plus almost 70 different directories that we'll create for you will again be like a mini website for you. It talks about your company, it talks about your services, your service area. In some places we can even put photos on there, and then it links back to the actual website and the verified listings on Google and Bing that we'll create. Now, things like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, those are basically in and of themselves separate directories. So we have to create that content directly for those separate services to have your business pop up. So we'll create that content as well. But like I said, all of it will point to the existing website. The website itself will be linked to the Google and Bing listings that we'll create for you and set up with you as the owner of those listings.
Okay.
So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll do a couple of things. Did you have any other questions?
How long you were saying that it would take to pop up?
So the local campaign by itself, we have to keep your phone ringing, so it happens very quickly. It's going to take us about 3 or 5 business days to create the content to get you on that first page. It will take about 5 to 10 business days for you to be Google PIN verified, but we don't wait for that to happen. We start creating the content right away.
The reason I'm asking, when I first started it, actually about 2 or 3 years ago, I was trying to do something like this with low experience and these things, and the person, I felt like he just ripped me off.
Right.
Because I waited for 30 to 60 days, and nothing was coming up, and they were still working. So that's what I'm asking.
Right. Yeah. No. And I definitely understand that. And you know, your experience online is going to be dependent on who you're working with. You know, and I can't speak for the other guy because I really don't know anything about him or what happened there. But Google makes changes to their local map algorithm all the time. Big changes frequently enough, smaller changes even more frequently. We are part of Google's partnership program, like I said. So whether it's additional tools and techniques that our Google trained and certified agents who would manage an ad campaign can employ, phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, site extensions, or additional tools, or if it is updates to their local map or pack algorithm, directories that Google wants us to create, older directories they no longer want us to create, we are always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page. Like I said, we'll create content that most people, and even most so-called SEO companies, would never think to create. You know, most SEO companies would verify your Google listing. Some only do that. Others may create a handful of directories that are well known to the public. But to get you ahead of your competitors really requires the strength of programming that only a Google partner would even understand to create. And in some cases, I mean, we used to create at one point almost 85 directories. We've scaled back now simply because Google has told us they no longer want us to create certain directories anymore. So whether it's new directories they want us to create or older directories that Google doesn't index anymore and would prefer not to see, we're always in that conversation. So like I said, we'll keep you on that first page. It's our job. You know, we've been in business for over 17 years, and there's no way, Mr. Cortez, that we would be able to even offer our services a lot of the times lower than what it costs us to provide, at least in that first month, if we were not able to keep you a satisfied client and earn your business. Truly, your success is our success at that reduced rate, that $149 with the setup fee waived. we have to actually earn your business for a few months just for us to break even. And like I said, it's profitable for you, and you'll stay with us as a satisfied client, because, you know, nobody counsels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. And when you're on that first page, you want to keep that placement and keep those phone calls coming.
Okay, and that's what you're saying, right?
Right. I mean, that's our job. Like I said, I've been with the company for almost 9 years, so I know that the service works. Now, because we are Google Premier partners, I would have to read a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. It outlines the service agreement. In this case, we're waiving your setup fee, we're reducing the price for the local campaign down to $149, and that it would never go up. I actually have to read that voice verification before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if it all makes sense to you at the end of that, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay. Now, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, Mr. Cortez. And give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. All right. So, Mr. Cortez, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
TC Water Damage Restoration and Mold Remediation.
Okay, and that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Tiburcio Cortez. I'm the owner.
Okay,
and TC Water Restoration.
And then Tiburcio, as the owner of TC Water Restoration and Mold Remediation, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Tiburcio, as you might imagine, Mr. Cortez, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive to emails, text messages, phone calls, too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Cortez, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do very well with the service. Now, Tiburcio, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie leads, and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will, in fact, be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already, in fact, providing for you. And, of course, equally important, or even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent, Google compliant, etc. So we're not actually saying that you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure your information is accurate. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, we'll do that NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, website. We'll make sure, of course, no physical address appears for your business online. We will, again, do that audit right away, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with the setup fee waived, with the subscription cost reduced down to the $149, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I would actually waive altogether, will be charged today, the 11th of March, in the very discounted total amount of just $149.00. And again, Tiburcio, that $149 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate. So, Mr. Cortez, it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, and not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind, and of course there's no lead fees whatsoever with the calls coming directly to you. Now this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 11th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of exactly $149. Okay, and again, that rate will never go up on you. And of course, after that second payment, it would bill for the same amount, that $149, as a fixed flat rate. No taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. In fact, there's no percentage of your profits or anything like that. It would only be the exact amount of $149. Now, it is at will, which of course means that you can stop at any time. No questions asked. No fees involved. You can pause it too. Whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, you can, in fact, even pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do ask, Mr. Cortez, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Tiburcio, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Cortez, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then that first payment, that $149, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Mr. Cortez, what does work best for you?
Visa.
And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
Both.
It is both. And is there any middle initial on that particular card?
No, sir.
No. Okay. You said that was a Visa card, Mr. Cortez. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Four, seven, four, one.
Yes, sir.
Six, 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 four, zero.
Okay.
Zero, five, three, seven.
Yes, sir.
Three, zero, seven, zero.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0224.
02 of 24. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
910.
910. So I've got 910, 910 on the back, and then February or 02 of 2024, the expiration date. And then, Mr. Cortez, was the card itself 4741-6640-0537-3070?
That's correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the 323 Apple Street 27522?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in just about a minute here, Mr. Cortez, through our automated system, you will, in fact, receive a confirmation email. And on that email, it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Please do.
Okay, sure.
I'm ready.
That toll-free number is 877-635 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply extension 1 or option 1 to reach a live client support agent. And Mr. Cortez, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team, of course, 24/7. If you email the support team, though, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is provided for you in writing. Now, you will also receive that link by direct text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please do just let me know, because I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. Other than that, though, the only order of business on my end is to schedule what we call a client interview. This is a call with one of our technicians so that we can get all the information that we need to accurately promote your business, kind of verify information off of the website, information that I have here, and of course make sure that we dot all the I's and cross all the T's and make sure that we know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, if you've got a mission statement or a motto, a tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll use all of that to create the content on all of those different destinations and directories. We'll cover a couple of other things too. We'll take care of all of that in this follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for this particular call. Although we do schedule by the hour, the call itself only does take about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like we're booked up for this next hour, but there is a slot available at 4, and there is one at 5, and then there's also two slots available at 6. So, like I said, it would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone about a half hour later. Did you want that call to be in the 4 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock, or scheduled at 6?
The 4 o'clock be okay.
4 o'clock would be okay. All right, so in this case, it will be scheduled from 4 until 5. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time, so it will get to you a few minutes after 4, get you off the phone pretty close to 4:30. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that call. You will receive a reminder email an hour prior to that meeting, so at 3 o'clock, you'll receive that reminder email, and in just about a minute here, I will also send you a calendar invite to the email address that we have on file. And then, did you receive either the text message or the email that got sent out to you through our automated system? You did. So if you open up the text message, it goes directly where we want it to go. If you open up the email, it is, of course, the invoice email with the invoice below. And in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that, click here, it goes to where the invoice or to where the text message automatically opens up, which is Local Splash Terms of Experience. And again, this is everything that we went over in the voice verification. So talking about optimizing your Google Business Profile. We will also mirror the content on Bing. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different destinations and directories. We don't have to do the landing page because you already have a website. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything on here, but if you scroll down about two-thirds of the way, it does say SMS communication. It does populate the 919-316-8700 number as a mobile phone. We do just want you to verify that that is a mobile number and that you have access to it, but please do not click the box below it, because that would be to opt out of SMS or text messages, and since text or email is your preferred method for us to contact you, we certainly would want to send you those text messages, so just leave that box unclicked. If you scroll all the way down, though, again, we're talking about the local listings bundle. The premium listings bundle is included at no additional cost. We have waived your setup fee, so it is just the $149, and again, $149 billing on that same exact day for the same exact amount that will never go up. The long line that goes all the way across the bottom there, below it you can see it says in bold signature. Above it there is a box that says I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, the card that is in your name, we do want you to click on that box. Now, it will want you to either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears there in the sign box, that red arrow pointing towards that open box. You can click or tap on that box. If you type in your name, it is case sensitive, so we do want, of course, the T and the C to be capitalized with the space in between. If you copy and paste it, Mr. Cortez, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name in there, click on the confirm signature box below that. That does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that we have waived your setup fee, that we've reduced the cost of your subscription and things like that. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit, again, to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. And of course, it lets us get that Google PIN card out to you so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area. So it is an important step in the process, and you will know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you get to that next screen.
Okay. For some reason, it's not going through my signature.
Did you click the box above that signature line where it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder?
Yes.
And then you've got your name as it appears. No dashes, no spaces. And then the box above it where it says to opt out of SMS communications, you did not click that box, right? That box is unclicked?
No.
Okay. So as long as that box is unclicked and the other box is clicked, if you've got your first and last name as it appears there, exactly as it appears there.
Okay. You say my first and last name?
Yes, just as it appears there. Okay.
No space?
Yeah, well, there is a space between your first and last name. But no spaces before it or after it.
Okay. Went through.
So
now
you see it's asking you for your username and your password?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, the reason it's doing that is this is coming from my.local/.com, in this case, /terms, and the information specific to your account. But the my.local/.com, Mr. Cortez, that is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking and your reporting. So it's actually the automated system thinking that you're trying to access your system and you're reporting right now. That's why it's asking you to log in with your username and your password. So don't worry about that. In fact, I think if you were able to put in a username and a password, it would give you an error message that the page itself hasn't been created. Your tracking system has not yet been created. We'll create that with that client interview that we'll do this afternoon at 4. Your username, though, is just your phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number itself. In fact, on the calendar invite that you should see shortly, if not already, in your inbox, I send it to your email. The calendar invite says Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then, let me update that. It should have your username as well. As your username again is just the phone number, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number itself. Now, in the email that I gave you earlier, the support@localsplash.com email. That's the catch-all for everything related to your account, okay? You can email anything and everything to the support email. When they do the client interview at 4 o'clock, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com. Pretty easy to remember. support@localsplash.com for support. photos@localsplash.com for the photos team. But you can email anything and everything to the support email. It will get forwarded out to the right department. But please do reference either your phone number or your username. And again, they're basically the same thing. That calendar invite now should have your username, which is the phone number, just with the numbers only, and then your name, and then the number itself, okay? Let me see if I can pull up
Okay. So, my username, it would be my phone number.
Yeah, with the area code. Yeah, with the area code. So the phone number, 919-316-8700. Now, I can see if I can pull up the password, but like I said, you don't have to worry about trying to log into your system now. It is just the automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting. You're all set on my end, and then when we do your client interview is when we'll start to create the content on your tracking and your reporting system, and it's usually like, you know, 2-3 days, 4 days before we officially send you out your username and your password so that you can start accessing your tracking and your reporting. But it looks like there is already a default password. I can give it to you now, but like I said, it's probably going to give you an error message if you try to log in now because your tracking system hasn't even been created yet. We'll do that with the client interview. But it's WebProfit, WebProfit, all lowercase and no spaces. That is the default email or default password, I should say, and you can change it once you're able to successfully log in. But like I said, I don't think it will allow you to successfully log in just yet, because your tracking system hasn't been created yet. That's why we'll usually in the next couple of days when everything is up and running and able for you to track, that's when we usually will send you the official username and the password. But once you are able to successfully log in, you can update that password and change it to anything you like. Okay? Other than that, Mr. Cortez, you are all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call right at or shortly after 4. But other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. And I'm pretty excited. You've got a great website. You obviously provide a great service. You've got great reviews. And, you know, we'll help you to get more reviews, help you get those Google reviews, help to get your phone ringing. And we really are looking forward to earning your business.
Okay, Paul. Thank you.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Cortez. You take care. You have a wonderful day. Enjoy the weekend. And again, our client interview technician will be giving you that phone call right out or shortly after 4 o'clock.
Thank you, sir.
You too. Thank you, too, bye. Sir. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye now.